A word for you from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Freedom is one of the main words used today. Just Google it and you'll have millions of pages. Freedom is on everybody's tongue. There is an inner longing to be free, but a total misunderstanding as to what true freedom is. In the world's philosophy of freedom, it is the freedom to sin. It is the freedom to rebel against God and His laws. In God's terminology, it is the freedom to obey Him and be His servants. Now let's just try and understand God's freedom a little more. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." He also speaks of knowing the Son, and the person who is set free by the Son will be set free indeed. In another place, Jesus says that He is the truth, the way, the life. So it is actually knowing Jesus Christ that you experience freedom. We have a relationship with freedom, and He sets us free. From what? From earthly rules? No. In this very chapter, it says, be subject to the governing powers and the emperor. In those days, that was the power that ruled. It even speaks about servants and masters. But it says, live as free men. So despite the fact that there are the earthly commitments, we are to live as free people. Free from what? From our sin. From the bondage, the slavery to sin. Go and read in Romans how Paul describes his slavery to sin, or using himself as an example, basically saying the universal man is subject to bondage. But, he says in Romans 6:20, that you who are slaves are now free for righteousness through the cross. Jesus, taking our sins into Himself, took ourselves into Him. Not just our sins, but the sin makers, because we are the ones who are the problems. Not just that we commit sins, but we are sinners. And He took us into Himself. Have you experienced the blessedness of dying with Him? Because then you will experience the blessedness of rising with Him, and therefore free to live for Him.